Hey guys, welcome back to the Excel with Skylar Taisha podcast. This is your host Skylar Dean, and today our topic is climate change. Now you may be wondering, what is climate change? Well, let me tell you. Climate change is very important. It refers to long-term shifts in temperatures and weather patterns. These shifts may be natural, but since the 1800s, human activity has been the main driver of climate change, primarily due to the burning of fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas, which produces heat-trapping gases. The impacts of climate change on different people of society are interrelated. Drought can cause harm to food production and human health. Flooding can lead to diseases, spreading, and damages to ecosystems and infrastructure. Human health issues can increase mortality, impact food availability, health infrastructure, transportation systems, as well as energy, and limit worker productivity. As a society, we have structured our day-to-day lives around historical and current climate conditions. Some groups of people will likely face greater challenges than others. A poll was taken in 2016, and it shows that 52% of Americans believe climate change to be caused by human activity, while 34% state that it is caused by natural changes. A Gallup poll showed that 62% of Americans believe that effects of global warming were happening in 2017, and almost all Canadians believe that there is at least some evidence that the Earth is warming, including 69% who say there is either conclusive or solid evidence that the average temperatures on Earth has been getting warmer over the past few decades. We need to lessen climate change to reduce the probability that things could get worse. Climate change affects food production, global production, supply chains, extreme weather events, water supply, and many other elements of the complex network of resources and institutions that make our lifestyles possible. We as a society are to blame for climate change, and we are the ones who have to fix it. How can we fix this? Speak up. The single biggest and best way you can make an impact on global climate change is to talk to your friends and family and make sure your representatives are making good decisions. Voice through the internet. It can get some public views. Power your home with renewable energy. Choose a utility company that generates at least half of its power from wind or solar. If this isn't possible for you, take a look at your electric bill. Many utilities now list other ways to support renewable resources on their monthly statements and websites. Reduce water waste. Buy better bulbs. Pull the plugs. Drive a fuel-efficient vehicle. These are all things we can do to make our Earth a better place.